Hey there, Jason Whiteley with you with a special episode of Y'allitics here. Wheeler's not going to be with us for this one. I wanted to get this one out to you as soon as possible. This is a conversation I had just a few minutes ago with a woman from Ukraine. A former colleague of mine called and says she has a friend who actually lives in Ukraine, and that friend is willing to speak to us via WhatsApp. But we were told we had to hurry because she didn't know if Wi-Fi would be cut off at any time by the Russians. So I reached out immediately to her. Her name is Marina. She's 41. She's a Ukrainian national. She speaks five languages, including English. Now, this conversation is going to be in some broken English, but it's clear from the conversation that she explains the human cost of this Russian invasion. Bear with us on this because this is a ground level story that no one else is really telling. So much of what we see in the news about Ukraine is about military movements or high level political talks or things like that. Marina, though, she's sharing the human cost of all this. Quick setup that you're going to hear in the conversation here in just a moment. You'll hear her say she lives outside Kyiv, which is the capital city, along with her daughter named Solomia. A little later in the podcast, I do ask her how much her daughter knows about what's going on. She's 8 years old. She's in the third grade. And Marina said she has had some tough questions from her daughter about when all this started and asking if Russian soldiers would actually be killing Ukrainian children simply because they speak Ukrainian. She also asked whether she can fight back. And her mom said that she can only fight back in self-defense, because they're faithful Catholics and don't believe in killing people. But they have about a week's worth of food and supplies as it stands right now. I said, do you have a firearm, a weapon, a rifle, a pistol, or something like that? She said, no, she has only a knife. And she said, despite that, she's not afraid about what's going on. Here's our conversation from a few minutes ago.
All right, Marina, I think this will work. Can you tell me roughly where you are and what's happening right now?
Currently, I'm in Zhytomyr. It's about 150 kilometers from Kyiv to the north, and about 400 kilometers from the border with Belarus. I think that it's not a safe place because not far from here, I mean, 15 kilometers from here is situated a little town called Ozerne with a military airport, and today it was attacked, and one of our jets was completely destroyed, and one of our jets was damaged, and also
Marina, are you safe right now?
Yes, but currently I'm staying at home because it's impossible if I will run to a shelter, because the nearest one is situated about maybe about 1 kilometer from my home. So it's impossible to get there in 1 minute with all luggage and stuff and all these things. So we decided to stay at home, and in the case of attack from air, we just will hide in our bathroom and try to hide near the walls, avoiding the windows. So it's a possible situation for us because my child can't run so quickly because she's 8, and I also can run.
How do you have a boy or a girl?
She's a girl, yeah.
Okay, and she's 8 years old.
Yeah, she's 8.
Can you tell me what it was like last night or early this morning? I guess when all this started. When did it start?
It was start with alarm and sounds of explosions, so some bombs or something like this. And it was about 4 or 5 a.m.
Marina, we saw a lot of people were trying to leave the country. Did you ever try to leave the country? Why are you still there?
I ask you, it's all my honesty. You know, I'm a mom, yeah, and I try to do my best for my child, but it's impossible now to go, for example, from Zhytomyr to Kyiv or to another city because of a lot of traffic jam here, and a lot of roads are blocked. A lot of transport here, and huge queues to the petrol stations and all this stuff. And I understand, I realize that, for example, if I will stop this child in a car, it will be too easy to kill me and to shoot me in this car on the road. Because today already Russians attacked some civilians, people on the road. So I understand how it can be.
Marina, are you afraid right now, or where are you emotionally?
I'm not afraid that I can do everything I can do. It's to help other people as a nurse, because I finished first aid courses, and I can help, for example, to disabled people or wounded people or maybe some weak person or whatever. And if I will panic, I will absolutely useless. So I try not to panic, be absolutely absolutely calm and strong.
And Marina, you don't know if, I want to make sure I understood that right. Are you a nurse, or did you just take first aid courses?
No, my previous education was pharmaceutical. So I worked as a pharmacist first, and now I'm currently working as a teacher, but I did a preparation course for paramedics, so I can assist people with injuries and so on. So I can do some help.
And what do
if Russian will attack civil person, for example, or soldiers, I can do some help for them.
Marina, what do you teach?
Sorry?
What do you teach? Are you a teacher?
Now, currently I'm working as a teacher, English teacher, German and Polish teacher, in a private school, and I'm working as a tutor for disabled persons, people with children with special educational needs.
Is that for like young children or older children?
It's younger learners, also teenagers and adults.
Okay.
I teach all.
And you mentioned that you're afraid that there might not be any Wi-Fi or electricity. Is that right? Are you afraid that that's going to be shut off?
Yeah, it will be a very difficult situation. For example, if we will be run of electricity or Wi-Fi or, of course, water, it will be a very dangerous situation. I understand. And I realize that maybe some people will be fight for some supplies or resources, but I understand that. I try to keep myself safe and normal. Just try to share all my supplies with others, for example, with disabled people, because I understand that they can be out of everything, so because nobody will help them, because everyone will save their own life.
Marina, were you able to get supplies to get ready for this?
No, I have some amount of supplies, but of course it's impossible to buy all. All that I need, because we are run of money. It's normal situation, of course, because if you want to pay for all, someday you realize that you're out of something. But nevertheless, I'm safe and I have enough supplies, for example, for 1 week.
You have enough supplies for 1 week, is that right?
For one week, yeah.
What do you think is going to happen after that week, Marina?
I don't know exactly what it will be happening. I don't know exactly what happened tomorrow. Maybe Jitomir will be occupied, or maybe, I don't know, maybe some Russians will kill us on the street, I don't know. And it's impossible to predict, because Putin, he's crazy, absolutely, like maniac or something. And that's all I can do in this situation, just pray. That's all.
And so are you taking the chance of going out on the street, Marina, or are you staying in your apartment?
If I will see that situation is more dangerous than I suspect, I'll try, of course, I'll try to run to the shelter, but it's only one chance of maybe 100 that I will be safe on time, because after alarm I have only 1 minute or two to get there, but as I mentioned, it's impossible, physically impossible for me now to run at about kilometers 1 minute,
so
with heavy luggage.
So are you talking about an air raid siren? What kind of alarm would you be listening for?
This Air Force attack, because I understand that we are living near airport, and I understand that Russian will attack it first, maybe.
Marina, a lot of people who are going to see this on TV inside the United States will wonder why you're not afraid.
Why we are not afraid? Because we are Ukrainians, and it's our home, it's our land, and it's our sacred duty to protect ourselves and our homes. Nobody will help us. Only we can defend our country. That's why.
Are you concerned for your 8-year-old daughter?
I'm worried about her, of course, because I'm a mom. But I'm a scout, and she also a scout. And our motto is be prepared. So we are prepared for all situations.
And I wanted to ask you again. I misunderstood what you said a moment ago. We saw a lot of Ukrainians leave the country. Why didn't you leave?
Of course, maybe I made a mistake not leaving the country, but now I realize that I can be useful here, and I understand if some situation will change, maybe I will try to pass my daughter to my friends somewhere, maybe, I don't know exactly, currently, now, at this moment, I understand that they will be here in my native town.
And Marina, what do you expect the next month to be like there?
To my mind, next month, maybe the situation will be worse.
What do you think is going to happen? Do you think that the Russians will be on the ground and come into your city?
I think that they will come, definitely, because Putin, he hates us, and he will try to kill us all. I'm speaking honestly, because it's not only our war. It's beginning the world war, the third, and it's a genocide, because he's hating Ukrainians, our country, and our nation.
Do you think he'll try to kill you or your family?
I think they will try to kill us all, especially some people like me, volunteers, scouts, patriots, something like me or my friends, because we never will die simply. We never give up because people like me and my friends, we are not slaves. We will never give up. So he knows that, and he will try to kill us.
Can you show us around your apartment and show us the supplies you have?
About supplies, no, it's impossible because I will out of connection. Because the best connection is only here when I'm currently. It's my home. And what I can show you, I'm sorry. I don't know. It's just a room. I don't know. Here's. Oh my gosh. Here's my bed, and I don't know. How to show you? This is my bags, and I don't know if you can. I don't know how to show you exactly because if I'm moving, I'm losing signal. You know this not stable internet connection here. So if I'm some.
That's okay. What's happening outside your window right now?
Outside my window, okay. I try to realize what. Now in Zhytomyr is dark, no lights, because we are afraid of air attack, and it's forbidden for all of us to go out after 10 p.m. Till 6 a.m. It's like special hour or something like this.
All the street lights are off and everything's off, so the town is dark.
Everything off is dark. Yeah.
Marina, what do the Ukrainians need most right now?
Speaking honestly, maybe two things. We need support, I mean, military support. And we need, of course, we need sanctions for both Russia and Belarus because they both fighting against us. And maybe it's not good for interview, but I must say, Ukraine had to be members of NATO, you know, because we are fighting for European values right now. You know, six friends of mine now currently fighting. They fighting with arms on the streets of some Ukrainian cities. And I don't know if I can see them tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. And, you know, I just want to say that we currently here in Ukraine, we are fighting for not only for our freedom, not only for our independence, because we are fighting for all Europe and all civilized world, because Putin, he is a crazy man, he's maniac, and he never stop after Ukraine. After Ukraine will be Estonia, Lithuania, Poland, and other countries. So if we don't stop him now, when last Ukrainian soldiers fall, he comes after you, lady and gentlemen. That's the truth.
Marina, do you have a rifle or a pistol?
I have no permission to have my own weapon. I tried to obtain it, but it's impossible for all people because you need to be enough in good shape and in good health, in good condition. I mean, some other requirements you must obtain. So now our authorities denied. They refused my request, and currently I have no my personal weapon or something like this to defend. But if situation will change so worse, if, for example, I need, for example, some supplies. I have a knife, special knife, for example, in my house. And of course, I can use some poison things because as a pharmacist, I know how to use poison things. And I definitely can do some very bad things for Russian soldiers with some poisons because I can do this and I have some knowledge how to make a hand-made bomb, for example. If I have enough chemicals for this, I will definitely do this because I know how to do this.
And you could make those in your apartment?
I will try to make it. For example, near my home, I have some area, some yard, and I will try to do. If only I have definitely amount of these chemicals, I will try to do this. But if only the situation is getting worse.
Yeah. Marina, are you going to sleep tonight? Do you think that you'll be able to sleep?
I think it will be sleepless night for all Ukrainians because somebody will pray, somebody will, for example, prepare in shelters or whatever, or maybe somebody will fight, of course, and somebody will help with medical care for our defenders. So it was another sleepless night in Ukraine here.
Marina, I wanted to ask you the last thing, too, about your daughter. What are you telling your daughter about what's happening?
Firstly, as she is a scout also, she knows all things about war, and she knows that Russians are our enemies, and we have to defend our country from them. She knows about it, and now she is afraid. Only about one thing. She always asked me, "Mom, if Russians come to our city, will they kill all children in one time? Because we are Ukrainians and we speak in Ukrainian. Why they are so angry for us for that?" And she asked if it's okay if I will try to kill some Russians too, if I only can do this, if it's a sin or not, because we are Catholics, of course, and we are faithful people, and she knows that it's command of God not to kill. But I understand that, and I explain that Solomia, all is okay if you defend your own life. It's good when you defend yourself, and if you will kill your enemy, it's not will be a sin for you.
Is there anything else, Marina, you can think of? I know that you need to keep your phone charged. I don't know how long the Wi-Fi is going to last. Is there anything else you'd like to tell Americans?
Dear Americans, do not be deeply concerned. It's not the right way. When it all began in 13, I was in Kharkiv with little Sulmia, and I was a newbie mom. And I was near 40 kilometers from border with Russia. It was really hard for me. It was really a dangerous situation. But even in this situation, I have no tears and have no panic. But for what reason you have panic and you don't cry now, please help Ukraine and don't hesitate with this sanctions and all this stuff. Please push your government and push your president to help us quickly, more quickly than you think, because here in Ukraine, situation is changing every minute. It's true. And I don't know if my child will be safe tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. I wish you stay safe and sleep well, but don't forget about us.
We're going to keep following Marina's story there. She said we can call her back, but she warned us that there's a growing worry that electricity and water and Wi-Fi could be cut off at any time by the Russians. So we'll keep you posted about how she and her daughter are doing there in Ukraine outside Kiev. But please keep her in your thoughts as well. And Wheeler and I will be back with you next week.